I had been looking at woodblock prints of geisha when I got into grad school. I, Kennedy Wiley brought to my attention this article, it was an essay that was written in a journal called Transition by a man named Joe Wood, and it is called Yellow Negro, and he spent a lot of time in Japan observing and interviewing young Japanese kids that love black music and black culture so much. They would get braids and afro perms for like $5,000, and then they would darken their skin. And I thought, well, that's something. These young kids were the impetus for this whole series, Blackface series. Like, I dig that they dug hip-hop. I was actually very excited. It was the first time that I had ever had any idea that hip-hop had reached so far across the globe. But the blackening of the skin was a problem for me. And then knowing that there's a history of blackface, our blackface, you know, in Japan as well. I mean, it's not blackface in Japan as the Japanese see it. It's blackface in Japan because they got it from us. To celebrate Japan opening itself up to trade with the West, Commodore Perry brought a minstrel show. It boggled my mind that blackface would still be alive and well, and then not only be alive and well, but in a whole nother country. So I kept looking at that, and I had a copy that I had done of an Utamaro print of these two women. I said, well, let me just put some brown on here and see what that looked, because I wanted to see what it looked like. I couldn't really envision it. I just put some brown face on them, and there it was. I was like, oh, this is great. I like this. This is nice. And I just kept doing it. I had actually had a conversation with a friend of mine who's Japanese. He's really, really smart. And we got into a conversation about this band called the Gospel Rats. This group was more interested in showing, not only are we a doo-wop group, but we're really a doo-wop group. And we're such a doo-wop group, we're going to put black on our faces so that you know how committed we are to it. It's twisted. It's twisted. And I know that it doesn't make any sense, but somehow it does. It doesn't excuse the fact that it's still offensive, and it doesn't excuse the fact that they should know that it's offensive, but they're not performing for black people, right? So, yeah, I still have a problem with the blackface, but I understand, you know what, I can't even say that I understand it. I'm trying to understand it because I feel like I owe them that, to try to understand it. And I've made peace with it.